Here's a major political issue in France, the burkini. Some French mayors tried to ban the garment, designed so conservative Muslim women can go to the beach and actually swim. Now the burkini is being talked about in the run-up to France's presidential campaign. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
About 30 French towns tried to ban the burkini on their beaches this summer. French courts overturned many bans, calling them unconstitutional. But that didn't stop former French President Nicolas Sarkozy from throwing his full support behind them. Sarkozy, who is running for president again, is determined not to be outdone by the far right.
Je demande une loi.
We can't leave these mayors to deal with this problem alone. There needs to be a law to keep these Islamic bathing suits out of our swimming pools and off our beaches. Because what will be next? Separate beaches for men and women?
When the radio show host reminds Sarkozy that the bans were ruled unconstitutional, he says the Constitution can always be amended. France is trying to balance tolerance with security after attacks this summer by self-proclaimed Islamist radicals in a Normandy church and the southern city of Nice. A lot of people in France feel the burkini is part of a repressive or extremist clothing and represents a reluctance to adopt French values. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said as much when he equated women's equality with the symbol for the French Republic, Marianne.
Marianne, le symbole de la République.
Marianne has a bare breast because she feeds the people, and she is not veiled because she is free. That's the French Republic, that's Marianne.
University history professor Mathilde Larère says Valls' comments made her blood boil, so she fired off a history lesson in a series of tweets. Larère says Marianne is an 18th century allegorical figure created at a time when women couldn't vote and had the status of minors. She says Valls' comments have turned many French feminists into burkini supporters.
C'est pas neutre, le burkini, j'en ai bien conscience.
Granted, the burkini is not a neutral piece of clothing, but it is out of the question to restrict what women wear. The 1905 law separating the church and state was meant to give room to all religions, but secularism is now being used for xenophobic, Islamophobic, and sexist purposes.
Muslim activist Yasser Luati says the constant talk of secular values is a way to make some Muslims feel they're not full French citizens.
What's happening today is that we see politicians constantly using and playing the identity card for political gains.
When it comes to relations with Muslims, Luati calls the French government's approach neo-colonial. He points to the example of the newly created Foundation for Islam, an organization intended to foster better relations with the large Muslim community in France. But the government appointed a non-Muslim veteran politician as its head, someone who'd recently ruffled feathers by saying Muslims should try to be more discreet. Vendors hawk their wares at an outdoor street market in Paris. Soraya Esid has been selling her fruits and vegetables at these markets for 20 years. She wears a veil and says things have become especially tense since January 2015 and the first major terrorist attack.
People look at you now in the metro when you're wearing a veil, but I don't pay attention. I just live my life. I think things will eventually go back to normal.
It has to, says Esid. We live here, our children are here, and our future is here in France. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.